Okay, welcome to day 37, establish my steps. And Proverbs 16:9 says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. You know, it's important to start with a plan. It's important to have a plan and have an idea where you're going. And one of the things I wanted to point out was, it's not a long scripture, but actually there's a lot here. Won't be able to get into everything here at this little talk we have here, but I do want to share this. When you see that word established, what does that mean? It means it's been set up. It's a secure place. Do you know what else it meant? One of the words, you look up the original word, it means to be restored. So what I love about it is that even when we've taken steps, and maybe you find yourself today where you're like, my steps don't seem so secure, you know, or my plan, I got to reorganize my plan, or I got to redo this, and I'm not sure how it's going to work out. It's that that Lord establishing is that not only is he establishing the direction, I feel good, and I'm going to go this way, even if I'm fearful. It's also in that rebuilding process that we say, okay, I'm coming up with a plan, but God says, I'll establish your steps. That man, we have a plan, but God is establishing our steps. And it can be hard because sometimes, you know, we don't see the results. We don't see things happening. We think things are going to go a certain way and they happen differently. Do you know that when I first started writing this book, it is drastically different from what we have today and what you see and experience? When I first started, it was only going to be an electronic version. It wasn't even going to have videos, and then it evolved into videos. Then it was like, no, we need to put the book in somebody's hands. And then it was like, well, we'll get some contributors to kick in and do some videos as well. How you start is not going to be how you finish. But the process matters, and being willing to say, you know what, Lord, I trust you in the process. And the other part is that it's, what does the Lord establish? What does this establish his steps? It speaks to the process of life where you're not just going from here to there. I wish that I could have gone from a couple years thinking about this book and then, you know, a couple months having this, what you see today. It would have been impossible for that to happen. And there was things that needed to be done in me to learn and to experience before I could get to that point. So I've actually benefited from that process. And while I was doing my part, God was doing his. And if you're like me, we just don't always have the patience. We don't always have the patience. But one of my quotes from here for today as we close here is Henry Ford. I believe God is managing affairs and that he doesn't need any advice from me. I don't know how many of you have ever taken God doesn't ask us for our advice. He goes on to say, with God in charge, I believe everything will work out for the best. And in the end, it will happen. He says, so what is there to worry about? So I hope you're encouraged today that while you're working and while you're waiting, that you trust that God is working in the waiting and he's establishing you. He's putting your steps together. And even if it might seem like you're not taking big steps, it doesn't matter. I can take two minuscule steps, just heel to toe, heel to toe, heel to toe. If I were to do that in that direction, then all of a sudden I'm off camera. I could be all the way down in South Scottsdale and, you know, eventually, but it was literally little incremental steps. He's establishing your steps. Trust the process. So can't wait to see you tomorrow.